We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Just go to Indeed.com/Blue Wire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Stort for the win. It's good.
Krzyzewski takes flight as SGA plays through the contact, banks it in on the foul.
What's up, everybody? Welcome to the Uncontested Postgame Show. I'm your host, JD Silva, and we are brought to you by the Blue Wire Podcast Network. You guys, if you watch this game along with me, I just want you to know that I care about you, and I want you to take care of yourself first and foremost. You know, maybe once this podcast is over, look up some guided meditation. You can like turn on some Call of Duty, play some FIFA, don't play NBA. Take a step outside and just look at the stars for a while, you know? Let's move on to the game. Little fact for you, the largest margin of victory in an NBA game came in 1991. When the Cleveland Cavaliers beat the Miami Heat 148-80. Tonight, the Thunder made history and lost to the Memphis Grizzlies 152-79. That is a 73-point loss for the Thunder. Mother of God. Yes, Nate, it is a solo pod. Let's let out one reverberated fart for this game. And maybe one of these two.
I don't want to be around anymore.
Well, the Thunder were out, were without Josh Giddey and Shai Gilgeous-Alexander today, among some of their other rotation players. But in essence, the Thunder were out, were without two of their top three players and faced a Memphis team that was also without Ja. So, you know, coming to this game, I thought, okay, they'll keep it close. They're going to lose. Maybe I'll get a Ty Jerome game and I'll feel happy leaving this one. But no, this is as dark as it gets. I think I titled the post-game podcast that the Thunder have fallen into the depths of Tartarus, and I stand behind that. That's where we are right now. That's where I am for the time being. Honestly, tomorrow might be a good day to just not listen to any national NBA podcasts because though the Thunder escaped their criticism from the first week and a half, the first dreadful week and a half of this season, that criticism is going to return in twofold. Even Adrian Wojnarowski tweeted out the score tonight. So everyone knows. Everyone knows what took place. Oh, Houston, I need you to lose. I need you to lose bad. Detroit, whatever you need. Shai and Josh, just get better. Just come back to us. Come back to us, please. And I have a question for Adam Silver. Can this get us the number one pick by default? I don't know what more we would need to do to get qualified. Let's just void the lottery terms for just the Thunder and just draft. Make the lottery a 2 to the end of the lottery and give us the number one pick. Paolo, come on down. Come on down, buddy. Let's quickly go over the box score. This is going to be a shorter podcast. Joseph Dieterman in our live stream basically sucks. Yeah, about Darius Baisley. My intent was, before this game became what it was, was to pull an article that Zach Lowe wrote earlier this season about how, you know, Baisley is kind of showing that he's not, might not really be an NBA player, might not be effective in really any part of the floor. And that's kind of what he's been so far. But this game being what it is, I'm just throwing that article out the window. We're not doing it. I do have a different article to go over towards the end of the pod, but we'll get there. We'll get there. The box score. If you're drinking a beverage tonight, alcoholic, or not, if you're drinking a coffee in the morning, take a couple extra sips. Let's go over this. The Memphis Grizzlies out-rebounded the Oklahoma City Thunder 64-32 tonight. They outgained the Thunder in assists 41-14, with Ty Jerome being our point guard. Let me let out a cough real quick. And we're back. Something else, other egregious things. The Memphis Grizzlies were also just super hot from the field, which is a big reason why this game was what it was. It wasn't entirely that the Thunder just shit themselves on the basketball court, which it did happen because we broke the record for margin of loss. But the Memphis Grizzlies did shoot 62% from the field and 52% from three on the night, which is just insane. This is a tough one to stomach. Points in the paint. Oklahoma City had 24 points in the paint tonight, and the Memphis Grizzlies had 82. 82 points in the paint. 29 fast break to 9. Just dreadful. And let's send love to our boy Lou Dort for having a negative 53 plus minus on the night. Paul Watson with a casual minus 40. My guy Ty Jerome, minus 44. Trey Mann, minus 47. Just numbers that don't look real. They don't seem real. Jacob Niffin in the chat, you going to join me? By all means, buddy. Let me get you in here. Let me get you in here for this therapy session. There you go. Up on board.
We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/BlueWire. Just go to Indeed.com/BlueWire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/BlueWire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
If you're a basketball junkie, then you know there's no better time of year than the NBA playoffs. Twice a week, JJ Redick is cooking on his podcast, The Old Man and the Three. He has guys come on in all stages of their careers to talk about the league and share stories you won't hear anywhere else, including Devin Booker on why he talks so much trash, Ray Allen's epic free throw competitions with LeBron in Miami, and the moment Tyrese Halliburton knew Pascal Siakam would be a good fit in Indy. In addition to player interviews, every Monday, JJ breaks down the top three things happening around the NBA with unmatched analysis, not outlandish takes, and is often joined by masterminds of the game like Tim Legler to dive deep on rookie reports, trade breakdowns, and why is mean mugging now a tech? You won't find another outlet that covers the game as comprehensively and with such insight as JJ does it on The Old Man and the Three. Make this your companion podcast during the playoffs. Listen to The Old Man and the Three ad-free on Wondery Plus or wherever you get your podcasts.
Wow. Yes, a minus 53 on the night for Lou Dort. Minus 53. Oh, hey, Jacob.
I
welcome to hell.
I couldn't let you do it alone.
Yeah. I thought about like doing some guided meditation at the beginning of the pod or something.
Yeah. I don't know. I knew you had a post game pod tonight. Yeah. After the first 10 minutes, I texted you and I said, I'm sorry. I love you, but this sucks for you.
Yes.
But I legitimately feel bad.
Mm-hmm.
And I had to hop on and
I appreciate it
and join you.
I don't know if you heard the other parts of this, but I asked Adam Silver a direct question about whether or not this can get us the number one pick by default.
Some people on Twitter saying the Thunder should not be allowed to get a draft picked after this loss. I disagree. I think the Thunder should get like an extra 5 percentage points.
Yeah. Give us those picks that the Bulls just lost.
Exactly. Like they deserve something for this. And I don't know if you've touched on this, Silva. I mean, the Thunder, no Shai Gilgeous-Alexander,
mm-hmm.
no Josh Giddey, no Kenrich Williams, no Derek Favors. They started Trey Mann, rookie, Jeremiah Robinson-Earl, rookie, Darius Bazley, garbage can, Lou Dort. I mean, he's a fine player, but as we've talked about, he's a play finisher. He's not.
They were
not
double
a play creator.
Lou Dort.
Ty Jerome. I mean, off the bench, you're getting 21 minutes from Gabby Deck. The Thunder were set up for failure. It should never have been that bad. And they deserve the slander tonight. Everyone's going to roast them.
Mm-hmm.
They deserve it. But at the end of the day, and I know like people on the internet don't give a shit, and so this part will fall on deaf ears, but like that's a bunch of 19, 20, and 21-year-old kids, you know? And
yeah.
I mean, I talked to Trey Mann post-game after a G League game. Really sweet kid. And I just think about, maybe this is just the emotional side of me as like a teacher who deals with young people. Those dudes are probably so down and so defeated and feel like garbage right now.
Mm-hmm.
And like, I feel bad for them for that. Like they shouldn't have to endure that. They're going to get roasted.
Yes.
They probably deserve it, but I feel bad for them. I know if I was in that position, I would want people lifting me up. I hope none of them check Instagram. I hope none of them check Twitter. I hope none of them do anything.
Don't get on don't watch ESPN tonight. Don't listen to any national pods tomorrow, which I probably won't either.
I hope they come out Monday. Who do they play Monday? Is that Detroit?
The Pistons, yeah.
I hope they come out Monday and just beat the ever loving dog crap out of the Pistons. They deserve it. They deserve it. Shai, a late scratch because of concussion protocol. Silva, mm-hmm. we talked about this last night, how his head bounced off the ground. I thought he was going to be concussed. Turns out he is.
Yeah.
I doubt he plays Monday night. Hopefully Josh is back Monday night.
Mm-hmm.
They can get something going, but you mentioned it earlier. This was a combination of the Thunder playing a lot of really bad players and not being able to do literally anything offensively. And things just snowballing really, really hard. And Memphis just being unconscious.
They were hot. Really, really hot from the field. Like 52% from three. 62% from two. Rebounding everything. Just a disaster.
Yeah. Don't laugh at me. I kind of want to crap on Darius Bazley here. Yeah. Because of how bad he was, but mm-hmm. everyone was bad. So I don't feel like I have that right.
Yeah. I mentioned earlier in the pod that when we were losing by like 35, 40, I was like, okay, this is going to be a tough loss. And I'm going to show this. I'm going to take an excerpt from this Zach Lowe article that he wrote in his 10 Things column earlier this year about how Darius Bazley, he just wasn't sure what Darius Bazley was. And he wasn't sure if he was going to be an NBA player or not. And that he had like this upcoming stretch was really important for him to show what he could be. I was going to show that and talk about it, and I just decided to throw it out the window.
Yeah. Don't blame you.
Yep.
Don't blame you.
Boy.
God. Just bad.
Really bad.
Just all around awful. Anything that you want to touch on specifically?
I would like to touch on that the graphic did say Houston.
Yes, I just fixed it for you.
Thank you. Thank you.
Shout out to Mitchell. He said it makes it hurt even worse. Sorry, Mitchell.
It does.
Hey, thank you guys that are in the in the live stream.
Cope
by
with
the way.
Us. Cope with us.
Hey, here's the thing. Like, this is a one off. They're not all going to be like this. You could argue that the games have been really, really fun lately.
Mm-hmm.
They're not all going to be like this. 13 days until really most of the players in the NBA are available to be traded. So maybe we start to see some action here in 13 days. I don't know if the Thunder will make any moves.
I really think we might.
We all know who I think should be traded, but in order to trade somebody, they have to have value to other people. I don't think that will happen. Just not a lot of basketball to talk about with this one, Silva. I mean, it's hard to take anything positive out of this. I like some stuff Trey Mann does, but he can't do it out there with that lineup. The Thunder started a G League lineup.
Yeah, or like a late college lineup. Like it was really tough.
Yeah.
Yeah. Giddy means like, so even being without Giddy is a lot. It means a lot for this team. Giddy does a lot.
Being without Shea, being without Kenrich.
A
lot of important rotation pieces out. It should have never got to the point it did tonight, but
like four out of our five best players were out tonight, I think.
Yeah. And I mean, the rest of the league is going to look at this and say, oh, the Thunder are blatantly tanking, blah, blah, blah. Like, shout out to Memphis. Like, the Thunder weren't trying to intentionally lose this game. They just didn't have bodies. They didn't have their guys available.
No. I hope that is included in these conversations.
Yeah. It won't be. Nuance in this age?
We don't need it.
You kidding me?
I know.
Yeah. I don't even know what to say about this. I mean, the Thunder got bludgeoned at every single point of this game. If Shea is not back Monday, Silva, how do they prevent repeating this and instead have a competitive game against Detroit?
I really think having Josh Giddey play a ton of minutes will help. Mm-hmm. I don't know how long have they said how long Kenrich is going to be out?
I doubt he's back Monday. He rolled his ankle pretty bad.
Okay.
That seems like a 2-3-4 week type of injury.
Gotcha. Yeah. I'll have to look at Detroit's injury report too, but I think just having Giddey back to make the offense move and do something will help. Like, we still might lose that game, but we're not going to lose it by even 30 points.
Yeah. I mean, I think it'll be a close one. I don't think Shea will play. I think he'll still be concussed. Maybe he gets home and he can rest and stuff. They need the 3 days off. They need to get away from basketball for a little bit. I think after a game like tonight, like no practice for the next 2 days, let them get away from it for a while. I think I'm at the point where we need to see a starting lineup change, and maybe 3 days off and a chance to reset is the time for them to do it.
Yeah. Basically has to move to the bench. I think, who would you start in his place?
I don't really care. You can put Poku in there. I thought Poku moved the ball well tonight. I think Poku is a good ball mover. He makes smart passes. He's still not hitting shots. He had a nice little putback tonight. He's still not hitting shots, so the efficiency isn't there. I think he connects stuff offensively nicely. Mm-hmm. He doesn't make nearly the god-awful decisions that Bazley does. So you could start Poku. You could start Kenrich. You'd be starting small, but he's got that dog in him. Obviously, he won't be healthy for a while. You could start Isaiah Roby. I think starting a Roby JRE front court is actually kind of interesting.
It could be fun.
Very switchable. You could start Muscala or Favors and slide Jeremiah down to the four. I think all of those are viable options. But it felt like they gave up pretty early in this game. Second night of a back-to-back as well. Just everything that went into this one, it just felt like it spiraled way, way, way too fast.
Murphy's
the injury, second night of a back-to-back on the road, just everything felt like it kind of fell in the right place for them. So let's take a positive, Silva. Mm-hmm. And Joseph mentioned this in the chat. Josh Giddey named Western Conference Rookie of the Month for the month of November.
Yeah, which is great. Like, I don't know if I would have guessed when he got drafted or even after the first week or so that would have happened. I guess I just expected guys like Jalen Green to be in that range more than Giddey, but good for him.
Yeah. When you think of it, most of the well-performing rookies are out East. You have Evan Mobley, you have Jalen Suggs, you have Cade Cunningham. Giddy really has been the best rookie in the West. I can't think of a rookie that's actually anywhere even close. Jalen Green has not been good.
No.
Davion Mitchell hasn't been that great. What other rookies are out West? Alperen Şengün is barely even getting minutes. Yeah. A lot of those rookies aren't getting much burn. I'm actually going to look up the list right now.
Josh Primo keeps coming to mind. Like,
isn't he playing in G League basketball?
I think he is. Yeah.
So, you know, you have all these guys, and it's
good for
here
Josh.
We go. Cunningham, Green, Mobley. I'm surprised Scotty Barnes didn't get it out East. Mm-hmm. Honestly, he's been incredible. Kuminga doesn't play. Franz Wagner out East. Davion Mitchell hasn't been great. Zaire Williams, I don't even think is getting. He plays for Memphis. Not even getting minutes. Book Knight not getting minutes. Duarte out East. So a lot of the high performing rookies have been East Coast rookies.
Or in the Pelicans Eastern draft Conference. A wing too.
Yeah, Herb Jones, he's been pretty good.
Okay.
But I think Giddy is by far the most impactful one.
I'm surprised. Yeah, I'm surprised Scotty didn't get it because didn't Evan Mobley miss like a lot of the last month?
Uh-huh. And Scotty's been incredible. You and I very early on the Scotty Barnes train for OKC.
Yeah. God, I wanted him. And I still probably would take him over Josh. But
he's really good. He's really good. Really good. Anything else you want to talk about? I think the people don't need a long podcast after this one. I don't think a lot of people want to listen to Thunder Talk after this one. God bless you if you are. We really appreciate you. I think this podcast is going to drop late Thursday night. I think Friday, a lot of people in Oklahoma are going to be gearing up for OSU's Big 12 championship game, OU's coaching search, and like actively avoiding Thunder basketball. And I don't blame you. Let it, if it triggers you, avoid Twitter, avoid Instagram.
Avoid national pods.
Yeah. Just don't listen to anything. Enjoy your weekend. It's going to be a nice weekend here in Oklahoma City. Enjoy your weekend.
Those OU rumors are pretty fun.
Exactly. And then come back Monday. And Silva, I'm putting it on record. I'm guaranteeing a win Monday night.
I'm on that pod too. So I'm excited. I'm legitimately excited to watch that game and see how they respond to this. I think it's going to say a lot about the team. It doesn't matter who's playing.
I really hope Josh plays because watching Josh go head to head with Cade will be fun.
That would be
I think they'll
fun.
Guard each other.
Mm-hmm.
Weren't
we playing the Pistons when in that first summer league game?
Whenever Josh got hurt.
Yep. Yeah.
All right. Well, Silva, I think we get out of here.
Let's get out of here.
I need to fold laundry, and that sounds more enjoyable than talking about this game.
Guys, maybe take a break on the chicken tenders. There is a projected supply chain crisis.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.